Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
All right, it's time for the Tweet Bag. First, before we get to the questions, I have a new entry into here's what's going on with our vending machines.
Great bit. That is actually not a bit. We're just using it for content.
Well, we have a couple entries into this already.
We do.
The price is going up, things like that. Also, the note on the snack vending machine that at one point said, please do not put pennies in here.
That's my all-time favorite.
I think that's a winner. This is approaching that territory when you really think about it. So there is a note on the pop vending machine that says, owes Amy 40 cents. Didn't take the dimes as payment and then didn't return them. It just says didn't take the dimes and didn't return them. All right. So that means what happened with Amy is that she put in four dimes. She tried four times to put dimes into the machine, use them as payment, and it did not accept them once. It did not accept them twice. It did not accept them three times, and it did not accept them four times. Four dimes were put into the machine before Amy realized that it wasn't going to be accepted.
Probably so, could have stopped at two or three.
Probably at least two. Definitely. Also, the note is suggesting that she is addressing the vending machine as if Amy is going to, at some point, get her 40 cents back, as if Amy needs the 40 cents.
Maybe Amy does need the 40 cents.
I don't know. Nobody needs 40 cents.
Poll question up at Happer Show. Does anyone need 40 cents?
I'd be willing to give you 40 cents right now, Josh.
Wow.
Wouldn't have any problem. Wouldn't have any problem doing so.
Money bags.
Does that make me rich?
Yeah, there's no cents key on the keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to type that out.
Wow. Anyway, that's what's going on with our vending machines today. Josh, now it's time for the tweet bag.
Yes, it is. You tweet us your nonsensical questions at Happer Show. We answer them. $50 to Woodcliff going to the best questions today. Let's begin with, can't say that. Oh, that's Jefferson Steelflex. Okay. Very risque. Oh. Very risque name you have there, Jefferson Steelflex.
Nice.
Today.
Almost got Josh.
Uh-huh.
Josh, I would have liked to hear you say it.
I mean, maybe during the break I'll regale you.
But maybe during the break you can go ask Mark if you could say it one time.
One time. Have the ability to fly or invisibility? # tweet back.
How? I'd have to do some research on, like, if you're giving me the ability to fly, how fast can I go? Like, how fast can I get from here to Lincoln? How fast can I get from here to, like, the East Coast?
Okay.
Is it all the same? Is it like, do I have teleportation abilities, or do I just have the ability to like locally fly, like a drone or something like that? Or am I Superman, where I can literally fly to wherever I want to?
I had pictured something like a Superman, where you put your arms out and you're whisked away.
It's like, how long does it take me to get to North Carolina?
Good question.
Can I fly the same speed as a plane? Do I fly faster than a plane?
I don't think the human body could withstand that.
Okay, so I fly less fast than a plane?
Yeah. right? Theoretically.
Well, I mean, this is a fake world where I have the ability to fly. I have, as you could tell, I have follow-ups.
Yeah. They're good follow-ups. You want to give a well-thought-out answer.
Thank you. No, because I really want to say fly off just immediately off the face of it, but I can't because I don't know the rules. Invisibility is pretty easy. Now, I guess the question with invisibility is that, can you walk through stuff like a ghost, or do you still have to open doors and shut doors?
Ooh, okay.
To get through that.
Yeah, good follow up.
These are my questions. I hate to ask so many follow ups. Jefferson Steel, the artist formerly known as Jefferson Steel Flex. But I really need to know before I choose.
Who's that lady in your profile pic?
Eileen, that's Bobby Witt Jr.
His head.
Yeah. Not the body. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not the body.
Okay. You're wondering whose body that is.
Yeah.
I lean towards flying, but if you answer me those questions, then I'll have a lot better idea.
I lean towards invisibility.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you do with your invisibility, Josh?
Just generally not be bothered, which you know I love.
You do love that. Yeah, but there's doors. I mean, you can just shut doors.
Well, but then people are like, oh, Josh has his door shut. What a jackass. He doesn't want to be a part of our culture here at NRG Media.
You would become invisible so that you could leave the door open, but you're still going to be bothered by the noise.
That's true.
Theoretically, unless you have the ability to block all that out too. But theoretically, you're still going to be bothered by the noise. The people just won't be addressing you directly, which I think if I'm
that's true.
I think is most of the deal anyway. With they're never bothering you. They're just generally bothering.
Yeah. Generally, I don't know that just loud.
I don't know that this helps you that much.
All the time.
I don't know that this helps you that much.
Mm-hmm. James has a follow up. If Connor could fly like an airplane, would he be able to land himself?
Obviously, yes. If I could fly an airplane, which is not me, you don't think I have that much control over my own body? I know exactly what I'm doing.
We move on.
I want to answer that question real, but I don't have enough information. Sorry.
Goon tweets in.
Hello, Goon.
Who would win in a macro fight in the AL East?
What's a macro fight?
Like a big picture fight? Like, I assume this is like a fight amongst all of the mascots in the AL East, right? An Oriole, a Ray, a Blue Jay, a Yankee, a Red Sox.
Is that what he said? I don't know what that is. What's a macro fight?
That's what I'm assuming he means by macro fight.
So I've just Googled macro fight, and there's a lot of stuff about computers. Are we just talking about a big version of a fight between all of those teams, or are we talking about all their mascots? Let's go with your idea, Josh, and go with the mascots. So a Yankee is just a white guy. Probably wouldn't do too well, would be my guess. Against a Blue Jay, which is a bird.
Mm-hmm. An Oriole is also a bird.
Blue Jay versus Oriole is,
that's a push.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the Ray can't get out of the water.
That's true, but if those things go into the water, they probably win.
Yeah.
If you do it at the trop in the fish tank, then you got a chance. And then you have the Red Sox, which I don't feel like that would. Gosh, maybe the Yankee would win.
Yeah.
Maybe Yankee Doodle Dandy would actually come out with this.
I think so.
Wow. Shocking. But that is my answer.
Platt Cat tweets in.
Little Platt Cat.
What's the largest animal Happer could take down with his bare hands?
I get to use the rest of my body.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to go with you don't want too much power in there. think I could wrestle. Like, I think I could win a wrestling match with a. But the problem is, like, it's not about size, right? It's the bite. Right, like dogs and wolves are the same size, but I don't want to fight a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather fight a dog. Not that I want to fight a dog either.
Someone has commented an ostrich.
No. Too big.
But
way too big.
Slender neck. You could get your arm. You could get. You could tackle an ostrich.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
You could get your arms around that neck very easily and take it down.
Yeah, but the rest of its body is gigantic.
Well,
it's like a dinosaur. The only chance you would have against an ostrich is to like chop its legs off.
Hmm.
Because skinny little legs.
Do they have teeth?
Ostriches?
Yeah.
I would imagine they have some sort of defense mechanism, yeah. No.
They do not have teeth.
Ostrich is too big. I don't think that would do well against an ostrich. I don't think they would fight me per se, but I also don't know that I could take it down. Like, I just have to wear it out. And you know them, you know ostriches, they're fast.
They're not going
to
quit.
No, they're not going to quit. They got the heart of a champion. Chris in Montana says maybe like a deer or a calf. Yeah. They seem too fast, though. Am I in the room with them? Deer seems, depending on, I guess, the size, but like if I'm thinking of a regular sized deer, that also seems big. So like, somewhere around the size of a dog. What's the size of a dog? It's got to have little short legs and not so fast that it escapes my grasp every 2 seconds.
An elderly dog.
An old dog, of course. Texture says the visual. Or this is Jason and Pender. I'm going to actually put Jason's name in here so he doesn't have to say it every time. All right, saved contact. The visual of you trying to tackle an ostrich makes me happy. Thank you. You are welcome.
Just got to swing your arms around that neck and
Lee write,
drop tackle.
Lee writes in, wolves and dogs are the same size. How small do you think a wolf is? What, like, how small do you think a dog is? When I think of stock dog... This is actually maybe a good poll question. When you think of dog, what do you think of? What kind of dog do you think of?
I think of a German Shepherd.
I think of a golden retriever.
Sure, yeah.
Same size, right? Wolves, I guess, probably are a little bigger than that. Not much, right? I don't think of a little wiener schnitzel.
I Googled how big is a wolf. Actually, I messed up and I Googled how big a wolf.
How big a wolf?
They measure up to 6 feet in length, including tail, and about 30 inches in height at the shoulder.
That's about the size of a dog,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. How small do you think a dog is, Lee? I ask you. I think I got it about right. Anyway, we continue on.
Dog. What's bigger?
Wolf or dog? I mean, there's various types of sizes.
Yeah.
Sizes of dogs and wolves, right?
Wolves are larger than most dogs, but a few extra large breeds are bigger than wolves.
Sure.
For example, Great Danes are taller and heavier. Okay.
Yeah, I think, once again, I think I got it right.
Douglas tweets in.
Hey, Douglas.
Will you watch more WNBA or any now that Caitlin Clark is with the Indiana Fever?
Yeah, I think so. I will end up watching the WNBA more now that she is in it. Mm-hmm. We got an email like more than zero, which is my current watching of the WNBA.
Okay.
Matt emailed in earlier.
Hi, Matt.
He said on Caitlin Clark, he says, she'll make about $80,000 next year, and she made millions at Iowa. I know she'll still have her endorsements in the WNBA. This is an extreme case, but why wouldn't you go back to Iowa, play and make tons more money? NIL is crazy and amazing. If someone told you you are guaranteed $3 million next year, you could play in the WNBA, and no one watches and ends up making $80,000, what do you do? So Matt, like, I mean, first of all, the context in which it's Caitlin Clark is really important here. I was watching this morning, they tweeted out her introductory press conference just on Twitter, popped up on a Wednesday morning at, you know, 9 o'clock or whatever it was. 22,000 people were watching it. How many people do you think would watch that in regular times with not Caitlin Clark?
22.
Maybe. That would be the over-under. It would be close.
It would be George, who used to produce this show.
Yeah, exactly. It changes the entire game for the WNBA. Like, people are going to watch it now.
There are ticket sales now that there weren't before. Yeah. Like, it's $500 to go to the first game.
Her presence completely changes the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's important context in this conversation. Also, I mean, she's going to still make a lot of money. Jake from State Farm is her best friend. So, what was the original question on the tweet bag about?
Will you watch more WNBA games?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch more than 0 seconds, that's for sure.
And we'll definitely be watching Phoenix Mercury games here on the Connor Happer Show.
That's
our
right.
Best friend, Jess Shelley.
Well, I hope that, because it's a grind to make the team. Like, so I hope she makes it, for sure. But yes, if she does, then we'll be watching.
We press on. Kip?
Hello, Kip.
What is the best or most useful sports TV graphic? Some examples I thought of: first down line, field goal green line, shot tracer in golf, shot clock digitally on the court in basketball, baseball strike zone pitch location.
Okay, I can tell you what it's not. It's not that crap. K-Zone is the worst invention of all time.
Oh.
K-Zone ruined baseball.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. K-Zone is the worst thing.
I have terrible eyes.
I believe that K-Zone led to the position that we're at right now, which is people asking there to be robot umpires.
I agree with that.
My answer is definitively the golf ball tracker.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, like not even close. Obviously, the first down marker is huge, but you can still see it. I mean, the way that they position the actual orange markers on the field, for me, like you wouldn't be able to see the golf ball at all. Had it not had the tail behind it. That's my obvious answer.
I use the first down line in football most. But yeah.
Because you watch more football than
the
you
golf one I wouldn't be able to see.
No.
I like K-Zone not for yelling at umpires, but just because I have terrible eyes.
I hate K-Zone. I think K-Zone started us on this path that we're on, where everybody wants everything to be robots, and it frustrates me to no end. And I hate when they put it up on the screen. I hated back in the old days when they would put it up on the screen. This is before any of the technology came into the game that we have right now. They would put it up on the screen, and you know, you'd watch baseball with somebody, and they'd be like, "Hey, look, that was outside that line. That's a ball." And I'm like, "Well, it's just kind of a guess. Like, it's not exactly right." And you have to explain that to him. It's like, well, what, you know, why not? Like, I don't have time for this. Take the damn thing off the screen. I hated that. I hated that so much. And now it's just like a part of our, it's just there. And so I think that has done horrible things for that sport.
Okay.
But for me, it's the golf ball, the golf ball tail. For sure.
I guess we'll end with this, unless you got something over there.
Well, we get a lot of people talking about Caitlin Clark, and
we
can get there. But go ahead. Get to the last question.
Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Here's the scenario. Connor is on a plane with three other gentlemen. No matter what Connor tries, he's not landing the plane. It's going down. There are three parachutes available. Connor is in charge of distributing the parachutes. Connor has to use one of the parachutes for himself, so there are two parachutes.
For three people.
Who gets the other two? Ryan Gosling, Billy Joel, or Bobby Witt Jr.? You got to let Billy Joel go, right?
Dude, what the hell?
He's asking, which one will you kill?
No, I know what he's asking.
For the audience.
He's asking me to kill Billy Joel.
Ryan Gosling still has work left to do. Bobby Witt Jr. is the youngest. You got to save him. And he's probably bringing you the most joy right now, yes?
Josh, I don't know. Maybe I'd give one up. Because I don't want to be the guy who didn't give a parachute to Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, that would get out, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Gosling, you know, and Bobby would, like, I'd have to make him sign NDAs like OJ on his deathbed.
Now,
I don't want to be the guy who killed Billy Joel.
I'm not trying to poke fun at anyone's lifestyle here. Billy Joel has taken his life into his own hands many times before. So many would say it's lucky he's gotten to this point.
What are you talking about?
He likes to drive his own car home at the end of the night when he maybe shouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's DUI guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that. It's the first time I'm hearing about this.
Never meet your heroes, Connor.
Yeah, I guess it's that since he's the oldest one. Sorry. I feel really bad about that. I don't like that question, though. Anyway, back to Caitlin Clark. People have takes. We mentioned the word Caitlin Clark, and then all of a sudden the show came to life.
It's great for engagement.
It happens more times than you'd think. Adam writes in.
Hi, Adam.
Do these emailers not think that Caitlin Clark hasn't done the financial analysis between staying in college and going pro? I'm sure her team has analyzed it and came to the conclusion that she will make more money when she goes to the WNBA versus staying in college. Also, I got this from one of our esteemed guests of the show. Apparently, all the money that Caitlin Clark made at Iowa was from endorsements. She didn't take any collective dollars. So the make more at Iowa thing people always talk about just isn't real. Once again, she made only endorsements at Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Nah, guys. She's going to be all right. She's going to survive on that measly $76,000 salary in her first year. She's just like you and me. Well, not you and me, but, you know, other people.
Yeah. Other people who listen to this show.
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, not us.
Good one from the 402. Connor, can you name 5 WNBA teams?
Oh, you can do this. Is easy.
All right,
Connor.
The LA Sparks.
Yes, one.
The Las Vegas Aces.
That's 2.
The Phoenix Mercury.
That's 3.
The Indiana Fever.
That's 4.
The New York Liberty.
That's 5.
How many are there? 13? The Minnesota Lynx.
12. That's 6.
The Seattle Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7.
All right. I got 7. So screw you.
Atlanta Dream, Chicago Sky.
Chicago Sky, I knew about the Chicago Sky.
Connecticut Sun. Washington Mystics.
Oh, I would not have got that one.
And the Dallas Wings.
Texter writes in, a former college pitcher doesn't like K-Zone. Imagine that. Jesse says, murder question should be the winner for sure. Awesome question. Cody says, Connor, not here to use actual metrics in baseball via the K-Zone and would instead use some 65-year-old guy's judgment on calls. No. Like, the K-Zone is not, like, an exact science. Or it certainly wasn't in, like, 2007 when they started introducing this thing. You know, they just put a box up there to make it easier for rubes.
It's like the first down line. Like, it's not official.
Yeah, it's not official. It's not actually, like...
The umpire can't see that box.
They've done a better job now of adding the 3D part of the K-Zone so you could tell where the plate actually is and how it crosses, like if it catches just that backside. Like there's, like, it didn't understand angles at first. It wasn't 3D. Now it is, and so it's a little bit better. And, of course, we have, you know, ABS systems across minor league baseball, which include, you know, various different camera angles to actually create a strike zone. And I'll tell you what. Even that's not completely accurate.
Whoa.
All the time. It can be off. It can miss. So, yeah. But I do like when the 65-year-old guy, except for Angel Hernandez, not Angel Hernandez.
That guy's wrong.
That guy is bad and wrong all the time. He did another bad thing last night.
Mm-hmm. Should be fired.
Yep.
It's not racism to fire him.
No, but that's what he's going to make you think if you do fire him.
Mm-hmm. I say... press forward.
I think he knows he's untouchable. The MLB won't do anything about him because he'll just sue him for racism.
I say take that lawsuit.
Yeah, you might win, actually. One more from Chris in Montana. He sends me a couple pictures here and says, ostriches are actually very dangerous, and there's a couple guys who are getting chased by ostriches. I do not want to fight an ostrich.
Okay.
Nope, I just don't. Thanks for playing the tweet bag.
Poll question up at Happer Show. Do you want to fight an ostrich?
I absolutely do not want to fight an ostrich.
Or should I word it, do you think you could fight an ostrich?
Sure. Yes. Either of those. They're both fine.
Do you think you could fight
an ostrich? Do you think you could beat an ostrich in a fight? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
I certainly don't. Don't make it seem like I do. Dude, don't tell the internet that I did this, Josh. This was not me.
Do you, like Connor, think you could beat up an ostrich?
All right, back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.